Looking to the future in agriculture. Good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network. The 28th Annual Nebraska Cattlemen's Classic is underway at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, and something new that they've added this year is an aspiring young cattleman program. 30 youth are vying for those 10 spots to be able to learn more, engage more, and be more face-to-face with the beef industry. The cattlemen, just to give you some background, the Cattlemen's Classic invited breeders from each breed to be a part of the event. Breeders are committing to partner with a youth on a heifer for 1 year. Youth then will complete the application in hopes of being selected to be one of those spots in the program. They'll also participate in an interview that's taking place during this year's Cattlemen's Classic. The youth and the breeders then will be introduced during the Supreme Road. Youth then will take the heifer home and prepare to bring her back for the 2020 Classic as a bred heifer. The Classic management will monitor and visit youth twice throughout the year to make sure that their heifer is on track to be showcased at the 2020 Classic. I had the opportunity to catch up with Jacob O'Day, who's a sophomore at Southwest Public Schools, and this youth has his hands in a lot of different aspects of agriculture.
Had to send in an application about a month ago and then finally got to come down here and meet the people involved with it. So.
And he explained to me as to why he should be one of those 10.
I think I can bring a lot of vigor and moxie to the group. I have a little bit of marketing experience under my belt. I run a couple businesses and stuff like that, so I think I'd be good for the program in that sense, as well as having a personal relationship with a few of the breeders in the past.
And of course, there's a lot of excitement that's surrounding this because you've got breeders willing to donate heifers to this future generation.
Yeah, it's a great thing, you know, just people that are established and kind of know the industry a little more than us younger people can kind of teach us a few things, and it's just great for them to be able to share their knowledge and their time.
And his involvement with the beef industry?
Well, I'm pretty involved in about every aspect of the beef industry, from feeding to feeding people. We start out, we've got about a 200-head cow-calf operation down there, pretty meager, and then we custom calve about 200 cows every year for a friend of ours. And then my brother and I, who's just a freshman at Fort Hays State, we tend to breed about 100 heifers every year. We sell 70 and keep 30, and then on top of that, we'll also finish feed beef, and then outside of that, I have a catering business that I can then market that beef through, as well as just selling beef by the whole or the half.
You weren't kidding. And he talks a little bit about the catering side of his operation.
Oh, it's just a great thing. You know, you can look at the product and you can see the whole thing go through. It's just a whole new level of fulfillment.
And he's got advice for other youth wanting to get involved in agriculture.
Take up every opportunity. You never know when the big break's going to come in or anything like that. You know, keep extreme participation in your FFA chapters and keep on your SAEs and stuff like that, and
get
really involved in the local 4-H clubs. You know, you can get involved through there, and there's more than willing people to help mentor you through your starting processes of kind of getting a project together.
And he talks about that older generation looking at his generation and being the future of agriculture.
Well, I really think we've got to find some people to carry the torch, so I think we really need to look on Outlook. Social media is now a big thing for marketing cattle, and that's something some of the older breeders don't know too well.
Those comments with Jacob O'Day, Southwest Public Schools sophomore. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.